Zechanish was Avi Moriak of Mitzvah Pilchas, Zechanish was Daniel Shane was Yeshua Falk. Okay, I'd like to say over something from Parshas Tzav, a word from the Arugas Abaisim, and then we'll tie it in to, again to the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol. So the Torah tells us, Daber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, page 1, Daber al Aaron, the Bon of Lemor, Zos Torah Sachatas, Demkom Asher Tishochet Ha'olo Tishochet Achatas, Lefnei Hashem, Kodesh Kodeshim Hi. That we're talking about the Korban Chatas, the person does an Aveira B'Shoigig, and where does he bring it? He says the same place where you bring the Korban Ola. So we know we bring the Korban Ola in the Tzafon, right, of the Azara in the north. But isn't it a funny, the Arugas HaBoisim is bothered. What's a Zaloshin? Why don't you just say, bring the Chatas, but Tzafon? Why do you have to tie it in the same place where you bring the Ola, which is Tzafon? Why don't you just say more direct? Just say, Bimkom Tishachet B'Tzafon, Tzafon Olufnei Hashem. Why? So it's mashma that the idea of bringing the chatas is not just in the north. It's mashma that there's some connection by the fact that the ola is there, that that's where the chatas is. Because if it was just trying to tell me to be in the north, which is, that's pasha prat, that the ola was brought, was shechted in the north of the Azara, it could have just said, bring the korban chatas in the north. Instead of just saying, "B'mokom asher tishochet ha'olah tishochet achatas," that's the. Yeah, take a look. He says this. The Arugas HaBoisim's kasha. Arugas HaBoisim, Kehilag Arugas HaBoisim, page 14, 15. Here, take a look. Page 15. Daber Hashem, daber alon v'alonim zos Torah sachatis. B'mokom asher tishochet achatis tishochet ha'olot. Yesh ledaknek b'maymalo nemar beferish shishchatenu b'tzofon. V'lam hutzloch l'tloso b'mokom asher tishochet ha'olot. So that's his first kasha. Then he continues. On page 2, the pasuk says, "Im nefesh achas techta b'shkoga me'am arts." Okay, so the first part, I'll say it over, that you missed, okay, is that the korban chatas is brought in the north, but it doesn't say that. It says, "B'mokom asher tishocher ha'ola tishocher ha'chatas." Why does it say it that way? Just say, bring it in the north. Why is it toloi that that's the mokom ha'ola? Just say, bring it in the north. That was the kash on the Arugas HaBoisim. Then the Torah continues here on page 2. In nefesh achas techta b'shkoga me'amars ba'asos achas mitzvot v'ashem l'shol tofen v'ashem. A person did an avera b'shoigig, and he did something wrong. Nefesh achas. So, Frekta Arugas HaBoisim, page 15 on the bottom line on the right, Vish Lafarish, the Vemes Tamua, Aitochet Shanefesh Lo Targish, Bavera. How did he make a mistake? The Nefesh is the Haluk and the Shama. How did he make a mistake? The Vemes Tamua, Aitochet Shanefesh Lo Targish, Bavera, the Mizdamich HaSasholom, Moshe Aguf Gambal. It was a person's body. He's going to be careful. Chas v'shalom, a car is coming. He's going to be so. The neshama is also like the goof is nizer not to chas v'shalom cross the street. You know, if some of the car is coming, so the nefesh is also going to be careful. He's also going to be careful if it's an avera not to come in contact with it. So how does it happen that the nefesh messed up? So he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei here is on page 4, going over to page 5. Gam below das nefesh lo tov. So So what does that mean? So he writes here a beautiful thing on page 15. V'vur ha'kavana b'svarim ha'kedoshim. He quotes the Al-Shech. Tal yideisha nefesh lo tov, al yideize yefshar lo lahargish. K'derech ha'cholosh einam argish. You know, like one of the symptoms in COVID was people lost their taste, they lost the smell. Because if there's a sickness, then you could lose your chush. So that's what it means. Nefesh lo tov means if the neshama is sickly, then it's not going to pick up on the avera. That shows a choli hanefesh, that the nefesh, the neshama, is not sensitive to the avera. Talideisha nefesh lo tov, yefshar lo lahargish. Like the idea, like a person has a virus, so he can't taste, he can't smell. So the same thing in the world of Ruchni. The nefesh has a virus, he can't pick up that this is an avera. So he got the virus. So in other words, he got sick, the nefesh. So Mamela, once he got sick, so now he's not going to be able to the sickness of the neshama is going to impede upon its ability to see that the thing that he's doing now is an avera. But he says, "Avodai yesh l'tmoa al avera harishona ech nizdami biyado." But how did you get sick in the first place? In other words, if you're already sick, so like a physical sickness, so you can't smell, you can't taste. And the neshama also could get sick. But how did the neshama get sick in the first place? Because beforehand, the neshama was tahara. So how did the neshama get sick in the first place? I remember the Rosh Hashiva of Golvich Zatzal, Talmud of the, from Kerem Yavne, Talmud of the Brisk Rav, Chazon Ish. He always would speak about Rav Chaim Volozhin as Kasha. That Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosin chochma, el mi sheyeshmo chochma. Right? That's Gemara Brachas. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosin chochma. So Rav Chaim Volozhin asked, but so how do you get the original chokhmah? If Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't say chokhmah, al mishi yesh bo chokhmah, so how do you get the original chokhmah? So the Rosh Hashiva and Zatzal always used to say, the original chokhmah is the ratzon to have chokhmah. That's the original chokhmah. And then once you have the lashon chokhmah, then you get chokhmah, and then one chokhmah builds on the other. So the same kasha he's asking in the reverse way. That for nefesh to sin, the nefesh has to be a choyli. And then it can't be margish that's an avera. But how did it happen the first time? How did it happen the first time? That's the kasha. So these are the kashas he raises. How come the Torah says b'mokom asher tishocher ha'olo tishocher ha'chatos? Right? L'chora, just say b'tzofim. And then what's this idea that the nefesh got sick? Isn't the nefesh just like the guf is sensitive not to hurt itself? So too, the nefesh also is sensitive. So it must be that the nefesh got sick, but did an avera, whatever, got sick. But how did they have it the first time? So he quotes here, first something from the Sefer Haredim. There's a famous word from the Sefer Haredim. The Sefer Haredim here, it's on page 11. The famous word of the Sefer Haredim. He says, there's a mitzvah, l'spal b'chol yom b'kavonas halev. You should be mispalo with kavana. V'ksiv l'ovdo b'chol levavkem. But now he says, the famous word that he says, Shachar calls it, afal pishi mitzvah kololos kol tayag mitzvahs. In other words, the idea of b'chol levavkem is not only a din in tefillah. Right, the Gemara says, "Ezav avado shabalev zohi tefila." It's in all mitzvahs. Meaning, all mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah essay to what? To service Hashem, belev. In other words, you shouldn't just do an action. You have to. It should have kavanas halev. And when you do a mitzvah without kavanas halev, you mevatel a mitzvah essay ulo avdo b'chol avchem. That's his word. In other words, he says first it's by tefillah, that's what the Chazal say. But he says it's not only by tefillah. Aval pishi mitzvah kolelus kol tayeg mitzvahs. Meaning, la'ovdo b'chol avavchem is not just a mitzvah tefillah, it's a mitzvah in any tayeg mitzvahs, when you do the mitzvah, and it can't just be a mitzvah of maisa, it also has to be b'chol avavchem. Oh. So he says like this. Page back to the Rugos Abosim, page 15. Yeshlomit kvar omru chazal, razal per kamadim zvachim. Einuch ha'odam Yisrael she'enuch mezchayiv be'esei. He says, the Gemara says that everyone can violate a mitzvah's essay. It's very common. And you have to bring a korban olah when you violate a mitzvah's essay. So he says, why is it so common? He says, because essay is, one of the mitzvah's essay is la'avdo b'chol v'avchem. And it's very common for people to do a mitzvah and they're just doing the action, doing it by rote. V'chol osa mitzvah b'lik havana shleima, haray over al mitzvah's essay. So he says that's the original Aveira. He says the neshama is not going to do an Aveira because the neshama is tahora, it's sensitive. But one thing that could happen is that you could do something without really paying attention, and then you mevatel mitzvah's essay according to the charedim l'avdo b'chol avavchem. So a bittul essay is like an aveira also. And then, once you did that, then your nefesh becomes sick. And then, you can do many different aveiras. Because the nefesh choila, it's like the virus got to the nefesh. So there's no, it loses its smell, loses its taste. It loses its ability to discern a mitzvah from an aveira. Kolom ki'ilu. Also mitzvah lo nasa klal. So you mevatel, and that's the original Aveira. So now he says a beautiful idea. Meridik. He says, why does it say in the Pasuk, Mebokam asher tishchod es ha'olo tishochet achatas? Meridik, he says. Because why, how do you bring a chor mechatas? He did an Aveira b'shoki. But how did even the Shama not pick up on it? Because it's sick. How did it become sick? Because sometimes you did mitzvahs and you didn't pay attention. And so you violated la'avdo b'chol levavchem. So that's an aveira, what? Behir halev. And what do you bring? What does Chazal say? What's mechaper on hir halev? Korban olah. So that's the word. But welcome, Asher Tishachet Ha'olah Tishachet Achat is not only telling me to do it in the north. Then the pasuk could have just written, "Do it in the north, do it b'tzavon." But the pasuk is telling you, what brings you to bring to do a korban chatas that you violated because your neshama was sick. How did it become sick? It didn't aveir, but how did it do aveir? It's a neshama tahora. But the Gemara says that there's one bittul essay that's very easily to violate. And that's the mitzvah of saying avdo b'chol avavchem. Because a lot of times we do something, but we don't always pay attention. V'nei yaduot, look, bottom of page 15. Yaduot de olaba al hir halev. V'gam ze achas mishlosh advarm shenemru. Shein odam nitzo mehem b'chol yom. V'odeze v'meila v'kal yochol lavo l'b'chiretz gam below das nefesh lo tov. So then you become a nefesh lo tov, a sickly nefesh. Hainu the Ramaz Rachmanu b'mokom asher tishocher ha'olah tishocher achatas. Dal titma hech is dakir adam adover chait. How could you do a chait that you mechayv chatas? The shor shor nitzmach b'mashachato behir halev, because you did a chait behir halev, meaning you didn't pay attention. You violated the charedim's mitzvah ul'avdo b'chol avavchem. And that's, so it's not just trying to tell me to do it in the north. Do it in the north. But to say that you sold of the, that you had to bring a korban chatas because you violated something that you have to bring a korban olah for. And that's the hir halev. Because the Sefer Charedim says it's not only l'avdo b'chol v'avchem, Chazal say in Titus Tavbei, Zezo, Devaru, Shabalev, Zo, Tefillah, but the Charedim, as Rosh Hashanah put down, the Charedim is Mechadesh, that it's not only din of tefillah, it's a din of every single mitzvah, that you have to do it the kavanas halev, and if you don't do it, you mevatel a mitzvah essay ula avdo b'chol avavchem. And that's the pshat. Welcome shar tishchar ha'olah tishachet achatos. Murdik. Murdik. And he says the same thing, the Arugas Abosim, on the Pasuk and Tzav, lo soyof echometz, on page 17, chalkam nosati osom yishai kodesh koshim hiko achatos v'cha osham. And he says, why are the, on page 18, he says, why are the menachas, why does he compare those the menachas to korban chatos v'asham? He says a lot of korbanos that you can bring beneder nedava a kachim kalim. The korbanos that you bring on a chait, korbanos abayim al chait him kachim kachim. But Ola Nami Bob Beneder Nidava. But Ola is you can bring Beneder Dava. Amina Gemara, the Shum the Ainucha Adam Yisrael Shaina over Beese. In Yonu Nirali, he says, because we pass in mitzvah Srichas Kavana, and the Sefer Haredim says, Osa mitzvah below Kavana over our mitzvah Sese. Ovdo Bechol of Avchem. Mizet lo yimole shalo ye over Beese. It's very difficult that a person is not going to violate this essay. Hakein ola baba nedava. Mishum havi hachi havi kashi kadoshim. Mizeh nilmad, because the ola is coming for a sin. Nilmad kamagodu kolach hatshuva, etc. So he says that's the kavanah, the mincha ba l'chaper a mitzvah. Oh, so he says a beautiful idea. What's a korban mincha about? A korban mincha, he says, morah d'gavort. Nefesh ki sakriv, minchas. It only says the word nefesh by mincha. Right, Rashi says. Mi shadako nisnadim mincha oni. Amar kolishmoch malel ki yulu kikriv nafsho. That's how Rashi explains, because an Ani brings a mincha. And an Ani doesn't have his hikriv nafsho. He says like this. You know what mincha is coming for? When you do mitzvahs without any intention. Right? That's the tikkuni zohar we always quote. Araisa below the chilu rechimu lo parcha le'ela. If you do Torah mitzvahs without yira and without ava v'yira, then the mitzvahs have no wings. They don't have wings. They don't go up to Shemayim. And that's a korban mincha. Because a korban mincha is not a live animal. It's not something with ruach chaim. So too, you do a mitzvah and you weren't thinking about it, so there was no ruach in your mitzvah. Anias hadas. So that's why mincha is a kodesh kadoshim, because it's also coming. So as we said, if it's only for Averis, korbanos that you bring for Averis is kachim kachim. Things that you don't bring from Averis that you can bring for Neder Nadola, kachim kalim. So why is it Ola kachim kachim? Why is Mincha kachim kachim? Because they're coming from that same Avera of not Bli Das, Bli Lev. And that's why Mincha is an inanimate object. Because to show that the mitzvah you did was out, without any chiyas, without any leiv. It's lo parcha le'ela. And that's the connection between mincha and kachatas v'cha'asham. Because mincha is also coming for kodesh kadoshim hi. Because if it's Kodesh Kodoshim, there must have been an Aveira. So what's the Aveira that you bring in Korban Mincha? Because you did the mitzvah Bali Lev. You violated B'chol Avchem. That's why a Mincha is inanimate. It's not an animal. Because that was your Aveira. You did it like an inanimate object. No Ruach. No Chis. Etc. And that's the idea. The original Aveira is always the Aveira that you did Bali Das. There was no das, no machshava. You just did the action, and that's a violation of the avdo b'chol avavkan, which the Sefer Haredim says is going on all taryag mitzvahs. So now let's tie it into Pesach. Pesach is a time where what? Where we have the idea of lev. Gemara says in Pesachim Dalet Amud Beis, Bittul ba'al masagi. That midaraisa, all you have to do is bittul chametz. If you vatal chametz, it's not yours anymore. And we can spend a lot of time to understand the halachic idea of that. Bittul ba'al masagi. So says Rashi, t'chsiv tashbisu, v'los chsiv tvaru. V'hashbasa delev. The hashbasa, according to Rashi, is you don't have to burn it. You don't have to get rid of it, midaraisa. You just believe, you think on it, that it's to offer ba'alma. That's Rashi Shita. Others say, no, Tashbisu has to be a maisa. Rashi Shita is an avoda believe. It's an avoda believe, bittul ba'alma sagi, and then midarabonim, they said you should also do bedika and beer to get rid of it, so you shouldn't come to eat it or something like that. But midaraisa, Tashbisu means bittul ba'alma. And Rashi says, Hashpasa delevi, hashpasa. So the Yontif of Pesach is telling us about the importance of paying attention to something. Hashpasa belev. And I thought that that's the end of the Haftorah. In this week's Haftorah, Shabbos HaGadol, page 21, Veheshiv lev ovos al bonim, velev bonim al avosom. That the lev ovos al bonim, that we're learning, we have to learn from our parents that we do things belief. We do things belief. Heishiv l'kamo im habonim. Lev bonim alavosom. The lev of us. Lev bonim. Heini sabal v'neim amitas agmul. Lev. Heishiv l'avos albonim. Rashi says l'kadosh baruch hu. But that's going to bring the gula. Of course you have to do in actions. You have to do all the actions. You can't just say, you know, I'm going to just... B'nei Schochsar speaks about this. People think that it's all belief. No, you have to have a maisa. Without a maisa, you have nothing. But the maisa has to be belief. Lev avos al bonim, lev bonim al avosam. Without the lev, that's where it all starts. That's where all the problems start. That's the thing that's easy to violate. Yeah, the neshama is not going to let us violate the big things. But first, the neshama has to get sick. And then it's not going to see the bigger things. But how does it get, what's the original thing? The violation of the mitzvah essay of the Sefer Haredim, Ulaavdo b'chol avavchem. That you did things, but you just weren't paying attention. It wasn't belave. And in life, things that we do belave are going to be the things that have the kiyum. Levavos al bonim, levavonim al vosim. Mochom she tishocher hachatos, tishocher haola. Zogda arugas aboisim. It's not just telling me that it has to be in the north. It could have just said that. But it wants to say that the reason why you violate hachatos is because you violated the ola. And because the ola is brought for hir halev. You didn't pay attention to something. But mochom she tishocher haola. And that's the yotav of Pesach, is the mitzvah tashbisu. And Rashi Shita is Hashposa Belev. And that's where Heshiv Lev Ovos Albonim, for Lev Bonim Alavosam. And that's Hine Anochi Shalech Alchem Esi Eloi Aravi. So the Eloi Aravi is ready to come, but he wants the Heshiv Lev Ovos. He wants us to go slow. Think about what you're doing. People are just, you know, by rote, quick. Heshiv Lev Ovos Albonim, for Lev Bonim Alavosam. And that's the limudim bekavonas halev basiyas hamitzvus. And that, as Hashem, should help bring the geula of hine anochi shalech lachem es eloi anavi. And he's going to be heishiv leibonim, levavos albonim, veleibonim alavosav. And as Hashem, as we said, yontif of Pesach, er Pesach shechal yos b'shabbos, is his man hageula. And even if chas v'shalom it doesn't come, but we're still one step closer, as Hashem. And especially we have a Shabbos, and the Shabbos gives us the opportunity to think. It's a zman of machshava Shabbos, to think about You know, we have usually Erev Pesach, we're running. There's Torah. But on Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Shachalios, and Shabbos, you have a day of Hachana. Not the Hachana of running around and buying this and going to the store the last minute and this and that. Just of Avodas Halev, of Shabbos. To prepare for the mitzvah of the Sefer Charedim, Ula'avdo B'chol Levavchem. And sometimes that's the mitzvah's essay that the Aruga Sabosim says when it's Gemara says everyone violates mitzvah's essay. What do you mean everyone violates mitzvah's essay? Most people, they put on tefillin every day, they shake the lulav when they're supposed to, they eat the matzah. What do you mean everyone's violating mitzvah's essay? He says everyone's violating the mitzvah of avdo b'chol avchem. That's easier to violate. And that makes the neshama sick. And once the neshama is sick, then it can violate all types of averus. So be'ezer Hashem, we should get the chizik of the malacha v'sher tishochet ha'ola, tishochet ha'chatas, v'imudim mekavaros alei v'asiyas ha'mitzvos. Let me wish you all a chag kosher v'sameach, a good Shabbos, a good yontif. And be'ezer Hashem, please let Ezra know I would be willing to give a shiur, another shiur in Yonei Kriyas Yam Suf. I'm finishing off a packet. If you want, I'd be happy to finish it off, put it on the Google, and maybe one evening, like Rav Meir said, one evening in Chol Moed, you let Ezra know, maybe 9 o'clock or something like that, one evening, we could have that shiur on the Hashros Hashchina by Kriyas Yam Suf, and be very happy to do that over Chol Moed. And then Be'ez Hashem, again, when officially we come back on that Monday, or...
They usually give you
a travel day, but the first week day anyway they won't. Okay, Ezra, let you know when we're going to resume, either that Monday or that Tuesday, whatever it is. And Be'ez Hashem, you should have a meaningful yontif. It should be la'avdo b'chol levavchem. We should do all the mitzvahs essay ketikunam, and we nizhar on the mitzvahs los asay, but it should be b'chol levavchem. That's the Sefer Charedim, the mitzvahs essay. But the Sefer Haredim says it's not only tefillah, it's all mitzvahs. And Yontif of Pesach is a time that we do many mitzvahs masios. So we have to make sure that the mitzvahs masios come together with the Kavanas Alev, and we should bizocha to the Elyon Novi, Veheshev Lavavos Albonim, Veleiv Bonim Alavosim.